Request from the Hong Kong Center, the generally for full world peace and pacifying all the problems, and what is called natural problems, the weather, and all the things, and then whatever, you know, to do with the weather. But of course, it can bring mind to. You know, people, sentient beings who live in this world, came from their mind, even the weather, earthquakes, everything, from the negative thought. So the, if the mind is negative, you know, then angry or very selfish mind. But then, you see, even you live in a $1 billion, I mean, even you live in a palace, a jewel palace, made of jewel, you cannot enjoy. And if you are eating $1 million food, you cannot enjoy. It's all, it's all, of course, normally it is a natural suffering nature, but it's you can't. There's not even some thorough enjoyment. There's no besides the there's no dharma happiness. But there's not some thorough enjoyment. You see, it's just everything become kind of not happy with anything when your mind is so angry or so selfish that. You see, it's even you are living in a palace of diamond, can't enjoy. If you are eating $1 million food, you cannot enjoy. So, yeah, the suffering, the pain is selfish mind to suffer. Then those delusion, anger, so forth. So I see, like that. Then yet, the very poor person living in the hut, as his son has said, oh, there's only water to drink and live in huts. And you see, who has satisfaction, renunciation. Satisfaction, then you see the person is so happy. You know, even say, only rice dal or whatever, just, you know, nothing. Mind is so happy. Tell that. Even you live in a hut, you see, so all like that. So like that, then all the all what is called natural, natural, all the weather is what's called natural, but it's come from human being's mind and created by human being. Negative thoughts also expression of negative mind. You know, like that expression of negative mind is manifested outside, then appears like that. So, generally the whole world, you know, for the peace, happiness, kind of story. As I dedicate, so pacify war and pacify the castle, sicknesses and famines, dangerous fire. There's a fire in Indonesia, just recently. It's like fire, Kalsuri, danger of fire, water. Yeah, then there's so many places, so many India, and so many places, there's water flood, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's shown in TV many times. Many places, the water, danger water, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, the water, air, earth, all the problems and all to be pacified, all those global problems. Weather getting hotter and hotter, so ice, huge ice melt down, the water, ocean increases and destroy the cities nearby, beach, and happened many times, and so I can have now happening features. Oh, because the global problems, too hot, too cold, and people die, and all this pacify, particularly that. And then Hong Kong, sentence means Hong Kong, then to have a culture there, so much of peace and happiness. So much of peace and happiness. By generating loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta, in Hong Kong, in the rest of the world. So only when you generate that, then it happens. So that could hurt. To have that. To know, to be free, to pacify all the. All the sufferings, pacify image, undesirable sufferings, for the people, all the pacify. Human beings can speak, can explain, can speak, so understand. But the animal can't do that. human beings don't understand the animal mind. They want happiness, they don't want suffering, the people don't care. That means people themselves have experienced, hundreds of millions, thousands, millions and millions of lives on their experience. What they cause us, other human beings, they cause problems to other animals, they have to suffer for, blah, 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 eons, but suffer, blah, blah, blah. But they don't come to understand karma. They don't have karma. So difficult to make them to understand. Then beginning. Where did that Sagachatama? Then general motivation bodhicitta, taking refuge in general motivation bodhicitta. Free the numberless helplings, hunger, gross animals, human beings from the oceans of samsara suffering, and bring them to enlightenment by oneself alone. Then therefore one need to achieve full enlightenment. Therefore then recite these prayers. As I said, like that. So we recite, we need to recite seven times the Kaldatsema Pungje. So this very powerful prayer, because this happened, this we usually print on the prayer flag. That's one of the powerful, powerful thing to put it up when you are, when you feel low, nothing is walking, your fortune is low, and nothing is so much, facing so much difficulties, you know, your business, your life, things like that. So, so then this brings your good luck, success. So you put this, you use this, very common to use a print on the use for prayer flag, and put put outside the at least on your roof. Even don't find there's no mountain, you put it, but the highest. If you can put on the highest, it's better. But at least you put on your roof, if you have roof, then like that. The mountains, you can put the mountains and all that. Then it's very powerful to have the prayer flags, prayer flags on the banner, inside the banner, or print, even in the banner. There's a round of wood, you put it between the protections, different protections, water, ambiguity, good, the different ones, you see. So, so you can put it in that, very powerful there to increase your good luck, fortune, so to have success, so that. Sain jaya jaya taya soi jaya jaya namahala jain joi maraya dua nain jaya
Sanje jadam zoge chonala chanchu badu dani gyasuji. Dāgī cīnsū gī bē sūnāṁ gī chūlā pēncē sāṁ gī chū māshū.
Then also, we motivate for anybody in the world, anybody who needs prayer. So I always emphasize this, even though you're not asked for it, but what we have to live, we live our life to benefit something. So that's the purpose of our life. So, to not only those particular people, but you dedicate whatever you're going to dedicate for something. Dedicated already by Chinnara Bodhisattva. But anybody who needs prayer, so you think you are 오늘 사주 받음. 아소 think as what I said before. 어, the general, in particular Hong Kong, like that. 선생님 the means have tea. 엄마 아우 엄마 아우 엄마 아우 라마 선제
라마 추 대제 라마 게톤데 훈게 제포 라마테 라마 남라 추
세바 온다소
코체 세라 탐제도 군초 숨다 남기용 이별중
군초 숨모 진도
주파라 군초 숨기
진라 주와쇼 For the world need to do Because you see, how many years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, there was SARS disease, SARS, called SARS, happened in Singapore. So I think ABC ended it, ABC. So that one was very successful, because they invited, who is the airport now? There was another Rinpoche invited, originally, because he's Sino Lama, so Serache. So it's going to lead, but that didn't happen. But the monks didn't want him to lead. So who is the abbot now? This incarnation of Thoma Geshe Rinpoche, who's monastery, became monk in Tibet, great yogi. So his incarnation's teacher, the present abbot of Serache. He was the 1 year in Sydney, they sent the Sattvaraj Raja. So he was a teacher there for 1 year. So, but there was some problem, there is a house in Sarah, so he had to go back as a very good lama. So he became the leader of the puja, and they did five puja, Rasul, I think five puja, and they did the Tsokong, Mosega Haiku Puja. So then they stopped soon after that. So it became very effective. After that, you see. So they arranged by ABC and, all of that. So for the world in particular, what came out is High Giva Tsok offering, not talking the extensive one as which had done Sarah Che in the same. Not that didn't come out, but normally what I do, the 100 Tsok offering, High Giva, this through Geshe Senge's prayer, Geshe Senge Rinpoche Pomo received the initiation and all the looms of the three volumes, Balkaka Tamsi Dorje, very famous Mongolian Lama. And then the Kasura, two volumes by 50 Dalai. So I mean that the initiations are related with Haigiwa, maybe the protector, maybe they also protectors and the Haigiwa. So I think, there's a headed talk you can do, so that one came out. So we have to fix our time and the Satana is already in English a long time ago, and most translated into English. So those who received the initiation and before, especially they can do that. So we're going to, you can read the English, we do the because of the Tibetan, so that. There were different monks of Sara and Jime. Some monks were Jime. There were Sara monks. Many centers, they put the meditation, the meditation prayer book on the seat, on the cushion, on the seat. There was nothing underneath. So they just put in the, where people sit, you see, they sit, SPC. So, didn't know about refuge. So from London, you know, even in London. So I put everywhere the seat on the each person's seat on the chair. There's nothing underneath. There was nothing respectful. So they do like this, they're very combatant. But you see, ignorant in the karma, creating very heavy negative karma, they disrespect the Dharma. So they pollute the mind, difficult to understand Dharma, difficult to, even somebody explain Dharma, difficult to catch up, difficult to follow, even the mind follow to Dharma subject, and then not difficult to understand. So obscuration, besides no realization. I don't know, but you see, you have to have something, of course, you have to have some, some clothing or something underneath. So it is explained in London. If you see, not even complete Dharma text, but in a book or a text like this, it's in Tibetan style or book, not in it complete. It's just for example, in Tibetan, na, or some one syllable you see on the garbage, then you immediately pick up. Then you put it on the head by thinking it will Dharma. Then you put a clean place up there, you see. That's how it's planned in the brain. That's how the Katamakeshis do that. And there's much realization and the enlightened many realization they had. We didn't have any realization. So, not even near. So, I myself, not even near. So then, especially walking the book, writing many books, prayers, what's Dharma subject, writing. Then you see, involve so much in the text, you see, page, involve so much. That part is, if you don't, you have to read the Lamrim, at least Lamrim, then you know the refuge practice. So, Dajjaling, which you mentioned, in the Dajjaling Gum, which monastery in Tibet, I became a monk, the branches of Gum, after crossing the train station. So there's a new monastery down below the road, and there's an older monastery built by the Indian government or something there. So the new monastery, I lived there for a long time. So Jabji Lumbis came one time for health, which was aspect of the Tham, this right, aspect of rheumatism or something, so to have treatment from doctor, the highest, most educated doctor is the Dr. Bamba from Darjeeling, so he comes sometime. So he remembers to play with his, like egg, you see, the ball, what ball, exercise. And, So Rinpoche gave initiation. I think he went so Rinpoche said, you know, you don't put, I think the Western people don't do this, is only for Eastern people. I mean, Bhutan or many people, Tibetan, who don't know the karma. So they use the spirit, this and the text, on the text, they count the text, they like counting money, you know. Then you put your spirit on the text. Nepal, I didn't see Western people drink spirit on the. So, especially after you do ice cream, then you put it there. I'm joking. Or chocolate. I'm not joking. I must do the prayer instead of talking. English talking the puja. So Rinpoche said, don't do that. That causes, that creates karma to your bone, hell. Rinpoche said that. Don't really. Rinpoche said, how he does, keep the water. He did the finger in the water, then he read the text. He turned the page. Oh, those learned ones, oh, who really knows that. Karma. I mean, you know, what is nikta karma? I mean, you keep a water, then you count the page. Ah, like that. You see, there many people because you don't understand the part of. You see, if you practice that, you put your speed on your text. You know, like that. So Rinpoche, and the Rinpoche said, you can't use newspaper, even English newspaper, to clean the table. Because that's a common thing, newspaper, you see? Then clean the table, you can't use it in the bathroom, you can't use the toilet, you know, to clean yourself in the toilet. You can't use it. Well, Rinpoche didn't say it's clean yourself, but I just said it. But Rinpoche says you can't use the newspaper in the bathroom or toilet. So Rinpoche said that. Because you see, Kata, Kayungdi. Yeah, Rinpoche said that can't do that, and they have respect. So, of course, one time his son has mentioned the Kalachakra in Bulgaria, long time ago. Then there's English letters in the road, you know, I mean, in the road that his son mentioned. Of course, everywhere, I mean, so. So that is on use, but I don't remember what his son said after that. He did bring up, but I don't remember the conclusion. But I myself, then you see, like outside the drawer, there, you know, things there. So if possible, when I remember, then go around. Or like that, or if you have to go on top, or do you think you're going underneath? If you're going on top, or But you see, there's no other choice. Like Tibetan text is there, and the road, there's no other way to go. You have to go over text. You think you're going into Indonesia. You visualize. Though this way, the respect is there. You see, disrespect is not there, respect is there. So hard, you see. Because then there's a mental to start. Om Chetara, Re. Om Chetara, Kano, Hungshi, Kata. Kanari. Om Chetara, Kano, Hungshi, Marbe. Explain that. For example, Smila, when you go, when you cross the shadow of the prayer flag, prayer flag is not just empty cloth, but it's a mantra. So the shadow, shadow, so you don't just cross over shadow. If there's not the road, then you think you're going underneath, at least that respect. Then you know the mantra, the human dress as mantra. Budget bigger. Budget bigger. Budget bigger. I think it's a kind of hunger. I don't know. Come put that there. Kata. Okay. just Om is very clear. Okay, all right. Shiva. Alice won. Let's say some. And then the talk began to puja. then recite the kasura, increasing mantra. Then it becomes a kasura. No, you wish I may come. I think that's been to that. The Omurizeran about it, so many millions becomes Omurizeramane Pawate, Omurizeramane Pawate, Omurizeramane Pawate, everybody is that. Omurizeramane Pawate, Omurizeramane Pawate. Om kiri kiri nushne so, By public sentence, which is three times, so it looks like it is seven times. So, three times, then, another three, then, or one more, or so, then, so I need to say, but also, I think liberty meditation or recitation mantra kurukuli and ganapati needed for that for puja or the okay, we'll stop it now. 2 of 3 2 of 1 right. Very good. So good. I didn't have experience of doing the extensive puja of the Amitabha. Didn't have that. I think the this extensive Amitabha for people who died to do that puja, extensive puja. I think our nuns kept on, they learned that from German nuns to the Geshe Lama, Lama Lundu wanted to, them to learn. They do that. That puja, what they do for dead people. People died. Were common. So, we're in a chanting center. So Lama Lundu wanted to come on nuns to learn, and now they can do it by themselves. It's been done with records. So we have to fix time to do the Haikawa offering. So that, many are already in English long time ago. The Geshe singers, that's Dana. The Seratse one is a little bit shorter. I think that should be in English also. So, but there's a section out there. If you do want to elaborate the protector drama offering, that part, that is in Haikawa Sadhana, that's written by Pari Rinpoche's past life, Pari Dojichang. And that has a very nice protector, Haikawa protector, drama offering, the Haikawa protectors. It's very good. So I think she was done from that. So they when you have time to do a little bit more elaborate. So in sadhana, this is short sadhana, so it's very short. Okay. Lama je
chu da so ge chu nam ba ya chu ba du na ni ya su ji da gi chin nen ge pe su nam ge dro la ben je song ge dro ma sho
Sanje
Chodan Soki Chunam La Chancho Padu Dami Gapsuji Dagi Chunin Gipe Sonam Ki Drola Benje Sange Dromasho
Sanje
Chodan Soki Chunam La Janju Padu Dani Gyapsuji Dagi Chunin Gepe Sonam Ge Drola Penche Sange Droma. So yesterday I mentioned Rafa, but I may precise the point. It should be happiness for myself, not just that. And the purpose of my life is to free the numberless helplings, hunger gods, animals, human beings, so I should have indemnity savings free from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring them to enlightenment. then even that to bring as good as possible. So, Kasude. Relating to yourself, then the most unbearable being the samsara, so suffering. So, therefore, they need to bring to enlightenment as quick as possible for themselves. Therefore, need to achieve enlightenment as quick as possible. So, then for that reason, then they're going to see the Kala. The Lama Chapa commentary, and then the Kasura, that. On the to correct, to precise, the Dhamma Rinpoche explained, Dhamma Rinpoche, the Yimigba, Lama Chawa Chena. Dooming over 10 times. So Dom Rinpoche said, Dom Tamba, Lama Adhishan, Dom Tamba said, Ting it in Yimiba, the focus of the concentration.
object of concentration. As even during the service of the Guru, you know, fulfilling Guru's wishes, Guru's advice. So the Naya Guru Yoga meditation is the object of concentration. More than that one, if you are doing the service of Guru, Lame Chawachanas, if you are doing the work for the Guru, you see, then you don't need to separately. Yes, I gave an example yesterday. Oh, you do the work for Guru, then you see that who can see, whom you meet, who can see you all the time. You know, then you think, oh, Guru, I'm going to success yoga, something kind of something highest. You know, that Guru is just ordinary being kind of. I'm just. Make it more clear, and then Guru Vajradhara, something highest, oh, I'm going to mention it, or, you know, or Lama Chaba or something. So when I did that, so the object of concentration, then if you are working with the Guru, then they'll serve. Dubman Gova, 10 times Jitrus. The object of concentration is you are doing the work for Guru, or then without need to do separately, or then just serving the Guru, I mean the full Guru which is to advise. Well, see, then you see, just from that, all your success happens. Just from that, dreaming over 10 times it was. Oh, you see, so without need something separate with the practice of Guru Yoga, something separate, you see, all the, just whatever you, just your dream now, just serving Guru, I mean the Guru, fulfilling Guru's wishes, Guru, right? Then just from that, you see, 10 times you do, all your wishes come true. That you see. Then, Kathori, Tang from Tantra, teaching Sangye Tamja, the Dada Fuwa Niji Juru, Tibulsonam Toy in day. Sorry, I wonder who chose the jurors. So yesterday I didn't remember the whole thing. So just repeat again. From Tantra, root Tantra, Tejian Sangha Tamjela. So you see, you offer service, you know, to the Guru. Whatever you see, yeah, fulfill Guru's wishes or advice or offering service. Oh, they say the kata, even it's offering, they make offering, whatever. Teaching Sangye Tamjelas. So, by offering that, then you Sangye Tamjel to all the Buddhas. That's the poor need to use. As you see, as you offer all the time Guru, so then you see. You are offering to numberless Buddhas, all the Buddhas, all the time. That the poor need you. Table, so indeed. By offering, then you collect merit. Table, so indeed. So the, all the fortunes you collect, the merit. then tole, mundu chota juice. From the collecting merits, then you achieve the sublime realization. To collect extensive merits, and then, that's what I said before. Of course, that's also mentioned as we do the mandala offering. You know, of course, your offering for your body, spirit, mind. You see, it is there, so it comes there in the prayer. Mandala, you see, that your body, all the possession, all the three time merits, you see. Not only yours, but all sentient beings. So, in the mandala you offer, it is even other sentient beings, body, possession, merit, you think like that, offerings. I think I'm not sure. The purpose may be to not get possessed by your mind, but selfish mind. To not possess by your selfish mind, or the always. So they belong to other sentient beings. Of course, after you have taken Buddhist vow, then of course, you see, your body, spirit, mind is the other sentient beings to serve them, to free them from suffering, to cause happiness for them. You understand? You have to know that point. It is owned by other sentient beings, it is offered to numberless sentient beings. You have to understand. So I guess maybe to not be possessed by your selfish mind might maybe help in that, and maybe to not get attached to or so forth. You see, to use for or yourself, maybe like that, find out more. Then of course I think I might have mentioned last time. Possessions and merits and three time merits, you see that. So other belong to sentient beings wanting, other things belong to the guru, offer to the guru, so belong to guru. So it's by knowing that way, it helps for the mind. It helps the mind. You yourself to be free from attachment, free from self-cherishing thought. So it helps yourself to be free from samsara and to achieve enlightenment. And to free the numberless sentient beings from oceans of samsara suffering and bring them enlightenment. It helps for that. Ultimately, it helps for that. From the mental offering, we just recite prayer. But if you really think, what it's saying is that. If you think the meaning of prayer is like that. So your body is mind blown, and then blown to Guru. So if you think real, oh, that was how it happened. Okay. I'm sorry. You see, it is mentioned in the Kara Sutra. Sangye Nyamjur Ji Jule, Tantra text. Joining equanimity. Sangye Nyamjur Jule, I think maybe containing Tantra meaning, so they want to explain the root Tantra. Tena Sangye Tongdala Kaba Tongdu Cheche Jang Lame Papu Kumure. Then take by Chichuna. Don't that chayam purple mean? So, what he's saying is that Sangye Nyamjur Jule. Therefore, for 1,000 Buddhas, for 1,000 eons, you may offer him. You offer drop of sandal katore, with perfume katore, one drop. The sandal perfume with liquid, you see, one drop. Offer to one purse of the guru. So one purse means this one, not the disciple. This is horses. They wear one where the hair grows. It's tiny, very tiny. Or a pause. So you offer, a needle, tiny thread, or needle, a tiny drop, as Sandra would perform. So a tiny drop, to a needle, that you offer one pause. The guru. So this Tongda Chaya Pavame, much greater merit than offering 1,000 Buddha, making offering 1,000 Buddha for 1,000 eons. So that's so small. Tiny sandal wood, sandal the perfume, the drop. Tiny the drop, they want to pick up the needle of the hair, so the needle of the khata, needle of the eye, you see, the tiny drop. Or then one tiny, one pulse, so one pulse, but tiny. You see, where the whole hair grows, that one tiny pulse, so you offer. Oh, so this is a much greater merit than offering 1,000 Buddha for 1,000 eons. Much greater merit. So here I want to say, then you see, yesterday I mentioned quotation, Guhya Samaja, all the Buddha's holy body, Holy Spirit, all the Buddha's holy body abiding in the Guru's holy body, all the Buddha's holy speech abiding in Guru's holy speech, all the Buddha's holy mind abiding in Guru's holy mind. I mentioned that quotation yesterday. So today, actually you collect Sanyanyam Jules, you collect actually tiny drop offering to the one false guru, you collect more than, you collect much more than merit offered numberless Buddha, Dharma, Sangha of all the ten directions. And numberless statues, stupa, sculpture, Buddha, or all the ten directions. So much more merit than that you collect. The tiny pearl, tiny drop, you see, offer one tiny pulse, one pulse, one tiny pulse, the Guru's holy body. You collect merit, actually more, so much more than or numberless Buddha, numberless Dhamma, numberless Sangha. And then none of that, numberless statues, stupas, scriptures, all like that. So that, then of course, you have to know that Khazuri, each pulse, it's all the Buddha. Numberless. So so when you do Lama Chapa, five holy aggregates of Guru, then you see five types of Buddha, you know, all that, you see. All the different parts, Buddha. So they call it a different name, so that according to their function, or you visualize Lama Chapa merit filter, Buddha Sava Jagatrindama. So it's good to remember, even during that time when you visualize from Guhya Samaja, the embodiment, Guru's holy body, then you remember, I think, even each pulse of the holy body is all the Buddha, so that's very good to gives a great understanding, understand inspiration. It is said in the Lama Chapa, Tuzum Chokju Jawatam Jale, Kange Papu Puga Chikasam Yang, Daja Snuchi the Lenga Pi. I'm going to teach them so on that, so you can understand from there. So this Prabhupada is a gurus disciple, not only disciple. This guru Paul says that not only guru is a disciple, guru is a dog, guru is a horse, guru is brothers, sisters, guru is parents, guru is neighbor, also mentioned. Guru is neighbor. So like that. So then if the guru is lay, then you see children, you see, the guru's husband or guru's wife or the lay person, then all like that. The poor, it's all poor. Course of Guru Pabhupuga. To the Chari Jawatam, the lay Pabhupuga, and that is the Kanga Pabhupuga, chicken, young, that are so much the lay happy. It's well admired because in the father, very special object of merit field. Field of merits in the fast Sonam Jingdu. Even one post of the Guru, then making offering to Nabala's past Buddha, present Buddha, future Buddha. Nabala's. Past Buddha, present Buddha, future Buddha. Then, Kaya Bhopaka Chiktam Yang, make an offering to, highly admired this, merit field. Even one merit field, or even one pause of the Guru. You offer a glass of water, you offer a candy, or one candy, or one nut, Guru's pulse. You see, all those are Guru's pulse. So, to one Guru's pulse, then you collect merit, more than you made offering to a numberless past Buddha, present Buddha, future Buddha, you see. Much more than that, merit you collect if you make offering one post Guru. That's the logic. Therefore, that is mentioned in the. Because when we talk the quality of the Guru, in the Lama Chapa, it is mentioned there. To realize how the Guru is so precious for you. That whom you have the Dhamma connection, the Guru disciple. One pause. No question, you actually make offering to Guru, no question. Even a tiny tiny drop offering, one tiny drop offering, what goes in the needle, the tube needle, something like that, to one tiny pulse. So you, of course, no question, you collect so much merit than made offering to numberless Buddha, numberless Dhamma, numberless Sangha. And then numberless statue, numberless stupa, numberless scripture, all things. See? It comes here and also in the invocation, the Lama Chapa, Protestant. That's right. Part of the Protestant also it comes. The, I think maybe Kangyutuji, the Wachiman, Yukusuka Wachin, Tunze Lama, and the Jerry. Where we talk about the quality before Chuni Lama Chuni Yidam. Then you go through the quality of the Guru, kindness of the Guru. Oh, there it comes. Oh, oh. I mentioned here, but so that's why I tell some of the people, not everybody, but they have life obstacle or life obstacle or sicknesses or some family died or something. So I mentioned puja katori in the monasteries. Need puja to do in the monasteries, like Sarakat and Devung. The six college Che Me and the Gatan Shatta Chandra Devung Gomang, Rosalind Gomang. Then there are other monasteries such as Kaponra and others. So, or go say Sunas Monastery, Nangal Monastery, there are many. So, then these monasteries, these six monasteries, there are thousands of monks. So of course, then offerings, depend on what you can, then Katwari. Tea offering, money offering, bread, tea, and then there's a big offering, food offering, then according to what can. So I was advising them, first and generally bodhicitta motivation, then making offering. So, not only that, but in the, any monastery, the offering, general motivation for the Chitta. For the dedicated for to free the sentiments from the ocean, samsara suffering, bring to enlightenment. Therefore, I must achieve enlightenment. Therefore, I'm going to make this offering. So, general for the Chitta, first thing, so it becomes cause of enlightenment. You are making offering as cause of enlightenment. Yourself to achieve enlightenment for certain thing. Then second, because this actually nowadays, of course nowadays, then many Kajinyingmas, Sacha, so many His Holiness disciples are, of course, many. But of course, the Gilgu monasteries are mostly, whichever monastery you may offering, they're mostly the Son disciple. So I say, the next motivation is, each of these, there are thousands of monks in those monks. So each of those monks whom you may offering is His Son Dalai Lama's, Pampapuga, pause. As a puga, paper puga, so His Holiness pours. So every monk, that has the monks, every monk is His Dalai Lama's pours. His Dalai Lama's your guru, you receive teachings, connection done, guru disciple, all that. So His guru, His Dalai Lama's pours. You think. Then, a pause, and to them, then you are making an offering. Bah, 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 bah. Then, by making an offering, whether it's a tea offering, whether it's a 1 rupee offering, whatever it is, and even if each one you're offering, give a small fruit, candy for each monk offering. I mean, you can do that. You can do that if you want to. They will say no. They won't say no. Monastery won't say no. Oh, you're offering candy to each monk? No, they won't say that. I don't think so. I don't think they will say no. So in there, but you see, for example, so first you see, even candy to each monk. Wow. Then you see, you collect far more merit than you offer to numberless Buddha, numberless Dhamma, numberless Sangha. You see? Then numberless statue, numberless stupa, numberless scripture. Met offering to far more greater merit than offering to all. You met to offer to all. All that far more greater merit you collect. Then met offering to numberless Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, numberless statues, stupas, scripture, all like that. You see? I explain, not everybody, but some I explain like this. So since they're going to spend much money, but to understand the point, to understand how you, unbelievable merit you collect, even you make 1 rupee offering or whatever, just one candy to each monk, wow, the merit, even just one, you collect more merit than much more merit than offer to numberless Buddha, Sangha, numberless statues, scripture, scripture. Can you imagine? Much more than that. Can you imagine? So now that each monastery thousands, you see, more than 2,000, more than 1,000, whatever, many like this, depend which monastery. Can you imagine all that? I explained for some people like that, how to think, you mean offering. Since you are disciple of His Holiness, then this whole thing. So even the lot of money goes there offering, but how to think? You see, you never get that kind of profit in business. You by doing business, you never get those profits. What do you get? Like that. So then I was telling, you see, also to collect merit, always India, Nepal, monastery doesn't have to do that. Just there where you wherever you are, there's center there. There's a center there. So there are His Holiness disciples. There are many people there, not everyone, but many people there. His only disciple, your guru, His only disciple. There, right there, in the same place. So, you offer, even not food, just water to everybody. Yeah, so tea, whatever. I mean, wow. Then you think you offer with bodhicitta, everyone is, many people, it's only the disciple. So think of Guru's pulse, you are making an offering. Just there, you are, that same city, same place, whatever. Yeah, you can also do that. You don't get to involve difficulties of contact or far monastery, Tibet or something very far, you see. So often they can help the center. Helping all the time the poor, the guru's poor. So many people send Dalai Lama's disciples or other gurus, you see. So you think like that, you see? You never make that much cultural profit by doing business. Whatever business you do, no, there's no way. No way. No way! It is mentioned in the Kalsura. Before that, Kalsura. And the Kalachakara, root text, Tugutaju, mentioned, Gava to sum tamjetu, Gonto sumbu chevadang, Soja cheve, sejabjang, Teddy, Sanje mutote, Yenden jazu lamala, Tebe yi yinjen, Chodong tumong runi, So what it's saying is that in the Kalacharya text, past, present, future eons, in all the past, present, future eons, you save the life of, save the million a creature's life, and made offering to Guncho Sun, three rare sublime ones. Other people translate three jewels, but that is very poor meaning. Three jewels. Care is very. Very pure meaning, three jewels. They would don't know. But translation, word by word, three rares of lamas. So that's what I was explained in the text is that. Diamond, in the jewels there's more precious, gold and there's a sapphire, diamond, so more precious. You see, now the wish grand jewel, if you get one, then you see, you from the ocean, then you put on the 15th the day, good day, and you put on the top of the tip, on the tip of the Jew banner, on the top of the house, then whatever you pray for the enjoyments of this life, then whatever you pray and due to your good karma and the condition jewel, then you get everything get materialized. Just immediately get materialized, everything. So, helicopter, jet plane, or all those expensive cars, whatever you want. So it's materialized. Like Sai Baba does things, gives, he, Mia Golwa to so so then it gives not everybody, but just some people get so it's like that. And so Karasakurani so yeah. So now Buddha Dhamma Sangha Karasakurani. The Vajrayana jewel, even if you have a skies of Vajrayana jewel, cannot stop rebirth in the lower realm. Cannot free yourself from samsara. Cannot free yourself from Lord Nirvana. Believe that peace. Lord Nirvana, it cannot free you from that. It cannot cause you to achieve enlightenment. Cease the subtle obscuration, then they achieve full enlightenment. It can't. It alone can't. So, but the Buddha Dhamma Sangha by dwelling on that, it stops, purifies negative karma to be born lower realm. And it guide you, protect you, guide you from samsara, and guide you from Lord Nirvana, and it causes to achieve enlightenment, and it causes you to free all the sentient beings from oceans of samsara suffering. And then it causes you to bring every sentient beings in the full enlightenment. So, therefore, Buddha Dhamma Sangha is the most rare than diamond or the sapphire, whatever it is. One, so rare, conchok, sublime, you understand? Conchok sum, the three rare sublime. Then, now you understand. Like that, three jo. Oh, conchok sum, the better translate word by word. There's a great meaning. Didn't make an offering to we see for past, present, future. In all that time, on all the eons, you saved the millions of creatures. Then make offering to Buddha Dhamma Sangha, that means three sublime ones. But that alone, you see, to the Sankhya Mithodesh, you don't achieve enlightenment in this life. If you please the Guru with the devotion, Lama, who has the oceans of qualities, the realization of supreme common, you achieve in this life. So that means enlightenment. You achieve in this life. So if you have devotion to the Guru. So all like that, you see, if you please the Guru, please the Guru with the devotion, common sublime realization you find in this life, you achieve in this life. All that, so that, you see now the important, what is the more important? Well, devotion, please the Guru, what is so? Most important, you achieve realization, enlightenment in this life. Any realization, the even sublime realization, the Mahamudra, the enlightenment in this life. Oh, even you do, even you, so many creatures, millions of creatures, you save their life or make offering to three rare sublime ones. So it's not just one time. In all the past eons, present, future eons. Oh, you see? Oh, now you understand. Then, because I think I might have mentioned last time, because we then also mentioned Ishijazo Ji, Tangdil text, Ishijazo, oceans of wisdom, oceans of transcendent wisdom. Kange Lame Chawala. Kebe Gandan Kangde, Gawa Cheva Tubundu, Chache Ben Katare, Dizenche, Lame Goa Shinjuna, Dabatamji Dubatang, Sunan Bodham Mamadu. Kanga Lame Chawalas means by anybody in the activities of the Guru who is expert in that. Who is an expert in that is a fortunate one. Who is an expert in that one is a fortunate one. Gawa Cheba to Bundu. For millions of eons. How many millions of eons? 600,000. How many millions of eons? 600,000. Or that many times, you did procession. Is it like playing the effects of mandala over and so many, many or procession of those preliminary practices, so many number, you see? Chacha Pejan, didn't you? So this, you see, expert in the Guru's activity. Expert to get done Guru's activity. Expert in that. Oh, this one so much meaningful. You see, then during procession, so the using example, but it could be mandala, could be many things. But the sabha can be many things. Length of time for millions of eons. How many millions? 600,000 times. Then if you do according what Guru advised, yes, advice. Lame Kawashi, whatever the Guru ordered to do. Then Dabatam Jidruvatam, all your wishes get actualized. Then Dabatam Jidruvatam, all your wishes get actualized. Small, important, everything. So you will get unimaginable merit. Rangi jetan yu chechi laman yeba su cheba dine kamsun kuali zhugu xingdu u yung de nyangan debe sa shesu. Then, Kachori. Yeah, Kachori. Well, just both ways, so I did that. because sometimes it's difficult to remember, so I have the text here. Many times I don't, I have to say, but I don't remember the text completely. Jogu Tangmachare, great yogi or Kachu Tangmachare. Chenden Jeta, Tindil Machuna, Sudan Jedachana, Chetuju. Chenden Jeta, Tende Chubana, Jogu Nindu Sung, Jishi Pen. Well, that's a very important one to, yes, to write down, to remember. Chenden Jeta, Tende Machuna, Mr. If you didn't, the dependent rising auspicious thing would be valid, you know, J means valid, you know, J was Geshe Rabdhan Rinpoche explained me when he explained me Mahamudra. So there's a J, Jitsun. So he explained Dharmakaya to the Guru, that is Jitsun, who is Dharmakaya. So explaining Guru's quality before me to the Guru, you see. So qualified, so we are, when we are translating, there's a matter of conclusion, translation. J is a perfect, perfect one. Chenden is a valid. Valid, you know, valid, perfect. So that means Guru. So if you didn't miss the auspicious, what do you mean? Dependent rising. If you didn't miss. The candela, I don't know, but she knows what dental, you know, dependent rising, auspicious, like wrong life puja to her, or how things happened, you know. She thinks that so much auspicious happened, you know, but we I can't see it. In the daily activities. But then, if you break the connection to anybody, once you didn't break the connection to the Guru, then if you break anybody in the world connection, doesn't matter. Sudan Dela Chana Chedu Chuku. You see, it's not important. So I'm telling this. In the West, Western people, I mean, you know, so much worry, fear, what is this, that's wrong, this, bad, this, you know, so much whole worry, fear in the life. So I'm saying this. I mean, if somebody person has a guru, I'm the person who doesn't have guru, then different. Sudan, Tenden Jeta, Tenden Machuna. If you didn't miss out, especially the ventilation, to the valid Guru, you see, perfect Guru. To the under that, in the world, with anybody, you break the connection, it's okay. Tender Jeta, Tender Chubana, when you miss the especially the ventilation, to the valid, perfect Guru, then, Rukunyindu Sangya Tishvi, if all the living beings in the world, I think this means probably not only this world, even sentient beings, hell, hungry gods, animal, human beings, everyone become your relative. To an end, your friend, your relative. Everybody, what the use of that? If you miss the so you made a mistake in the dependerizing the aspects of dependerizing the guru. Then if all the sentient beings, tongues and micro beings become your relative, friend, your relative, what's the use? You see? So I cannot stop your karma, brother Lord, cannot make you free from samsara, cannot make free you from Lord Deva, cannot bring you to enlightenment. So you can understand. They all become your friend, what is the use? That's very important to understand. So I was thinking many people didn't remember the whole case. Some remember, some didn't remember. Memory is very bad. Okay, so now the Okay, just leave it, then finish. I mentioned this, then finish. Then finito. yesterday I mentioned when you broke Samaya, Samaya vow, things like that. Displease guru or something. Then I said, you make offering to stupa scripture. They don't take your offering. They don't take your scarf. So you offer, then to check. Then somebody's everything what they offer, it takes. I mentioned yesterday, but then I have to say the reasons. for you to understand. Of course, this is meant in Nepal, this is not meant in China, or blah, 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 blah. You know, it's like that. You see, like this, that Dennis, meant to Peter and Dennis, both? Peter and Dennis, both? So it's like that, you see. But I didn't say the reason. I did the explanation, but you wonder why. But you could understand. Buddha said, ngayu khone namshi thanda ngala che che da maung maung bala thebayi jingen nala che che ba cheba chungse yomayin sonam nyamsin nami nyam jide sangye chelde susu jewe sheminju tiche sangye machinbi shina kusu yominsin Tago lalo naname, tembo nuna yumishin, mude chosong sogmetong, tejirukusuk drain. My four surroundings. My four surroundings like Kitsul, you know, fully ordained monk and ordained nun, and the Kitsul are fully ordained Kitsul and Kitsul male and Kitsul fully ordained. Fully ordained monk and fully ordained nun. And the way in the text is about the male and female both. So, but it only says different explanations. There are different explanations that are explained for surroundings. So they making offering to me now, and with devotion in the future, making offering to the statues, to my statues. Statues. No differences at all. No, you have to know that's so important. If you think the Buddha, you actually see Buddha, so kind of unbelievable, amazing, but the statue of the probably you don't think it's a. Maybe you don't know how much merit you collect. Maybe it's very small, something like that. So what the Buddha said, no differences. Make an offering Buddha now and future Buddha statues. Yes, yeah, Buddha himself mentioned. Keva chungse yomain. Merit is equal. Sunmanyajin Naminyam Rabanasva result. It's ego. They make an offering a statue or make an offering actually Buddha. By seeing Buddha. Exactly the same, nothing more. You know, offering Buddha is more Rabanasva result, more merit, no same. You have to do that. You have to keep it in the mind. Carve on the bones. so that you can rejoice all the time. No time for depression. No time for depression. I mean, I don't know here, but the West, there are millions of people depression because they don't know meaning of life, and the meaning of life, they, so much of their commit suicide, don't know meaning of life, and they think small, silly things, they make very big like mountain, you know. Small problems, they make big problem like mountain, you know, like balloon. What day you blow up, makes huge, you know, like that. So many problems, small things, they mean huge, and then they suffer in their life. Yes. So, exactly, even you see Buddha, whatever offering you make, same amount of merit, you only make statue, to make offering statue, same amount of merit, the merit is same amount of merit, nothing higher. You see? Buddhism. And the rapinas, but it's the same! That is blessings of Buddha! And so, Jewish ordinary beings, undeveloped ordinary beings, cannot realize this. Therefore, where Buddha hasn't descended, in those filled world, there's no holy object Buddha. China kudu yuminshin. Oh, where Buddha hasn't descended, oh, there's no statue of Buddha. Outlined, barbarian country doesn't have. And when the Buddha's teaching degenerates, doesn't have. Mude, chosonso, mudekpa, non-level, I used to translate anti-Buddhist in the past, Eleanor Wallace. He was translating Vajrayogendra commentary from Jaja Swamiji. So I said anti-Buddhist. And he was freaked out. And I don't know how he translated. But anyway, Jaja Kirsanji was explained to me, so non-level. So Chetameva, Babashika, or the Sandra, Chitta Mantra, the Matamika. So all this as they become steps, become each school becomes step to understand the Matamika. Then even the Matamika is true, the Savatantrika as Savatantrika Rangjuba, the understanding Rangjuba, then that helps very much to understand the last, the real, the right view, emptiness, or the person gets to understand. It all becomes stable to understand this. Oh, but these khasore, not these ones, yes, become stable to like to go upstairs. Then it's helpful. But the others, believing the eye is permanent, or they do not accept the four mudra of the sealed advice, the four mudra of the sealed advice. Sealed order or sealed advice, whether. So the Meta Tung of Tong Tame. Mitawa to Dumalwa. Cause the phenomena of the digit impermanence, contaminated phenomena are the nature of suffering. Then the phenomena are empty, then no self. So do not accept all this. So, non-level, mutekwa. So, it doesn't become stable towards this to understand Prasangika's view, Madhamika Prasangika, they all help, but that one doesn't help. So then the mutekwa, negative word, non-level, mutek. So they and the animals don't see, it is said in teachings, animals don't see the statue Buddha. Animals they don't see the statue Buddha. So therefore, statues are manifestation of Buddha. Now you understand. Why when you offer a scalp, they don't accept for that person. For example, you see. In Buddha, I just remember Buddha one time. And of course, he's not to go often in stupa. But one time, there was Shichin Rinpoche, and there was the Giddi Rinpoche, the religious office had. There was one kata on the altar in the front of Buddha. But one wind came from outside. Then the kata dropped down. And then the kata went like this, towards Hisonas, like that, and like that. Then later, Hisonas asked the monk to take care of the temple. Hisonas asked him whether he can have the kata. So Hisonas said, took their kata. So it's like offered by Buddha, you know? So it was like this. Wind came from outside, then blew the kata, dropped, then it stayed like this, like that, like that. Very interesting. So you understand my translation? So the holy object. A manifestation of Buddha. I mean, you can say, I explained. You understand? In your room, you have holy object, Tanga statue. Oh, the manifestation of Buddha. Oh, then, you see, I advise, you know, when you go pilgrimage, when you go in the temple, there are so many paintings, statues, so many, you know, 100,000s all around. So you stand in the center, you do like this, prostration. So you see, other thing, I'm going to prostrate towards all the holy objects who are manifestation of my guru. So you see, Guru, so for example, he's on this, so that is it. Oh, you think that? Then do this. Just turn around. You just turn around. Oh, then that, I don't know, it's true, maybe it takes 2 or 3 seconds, I'm not sure. Doesn't take even a minute. So, the correct way of thinking, rich way of thinking is, I'm pressing towards all the holy objects, my guru. You can say my guru, you can say. Then you just turn your body around. Is it 2 or 3 seconds, maybe? I don't know. Not just even a minute. So, the holy objects, Buddhas, deities, how many holy objects there? Yeah, Kajori, how many there are, if there's 1,000, you create a 1,000 cause of enlightenment, right, within that 2 or 3 minutes. Even doesn't take that much time. So, if there's 100,000 holy objects, statue, paintings, everything, and then you create a 100,000 cause of enlightenment. I'm going to process. Then you just turn around. Wow. Doesn't it even a minute? No, doesn't it even a minute there? So you have to know those things. Technique, as well as, you see, how to practice Dharma, most skillful way to collect most merit and become great purification, most merit. You have to if you know how to do that, so that then you achieve enlightenment kuti. You don't have to be in samsara all the time. And then you have to experience suffering. You cause suffering to yourself. You cause suffering to numberless sentient beings. We cause suffering numberless sentient beings already from beginning to the birth. So again, we have to cause suffering to numberless sentient beings again. Besides, cause suffering to yourself. You understand? So if you're born as a tiger, you have to eat meat. You have to kill deer, those animal and zombies and deers are zombie. Zebra, not zombie. Zebra. So those pitbulls, they don't have anything to kill others. No crows. No. So those pitbulls are, especially those pitbulls, beings, otherwise, if you don't, without killing, they're going to get meat. So the meat is only food for them. But so numberless times we are born like that, we killed. How many lifetimes? And then good baby in different times, and then feed with meat by killing. Even not dead, completely not dead, you feed that, you know, like chickens or them, I mean they, yeah, those animals who live on meat. So we have so much experience come already, result, but still there's a lot, numberless, still a lot to experience again if you don't purify, if you don't practice Dharma, all of that. So, if you're born a snake, you have to do that, you have to be born a snake. You see? Then, eat a mouse and all the frogs, all the animals. You know where the mouse is living? In the mountain, the cracks, and the snakes go there. One amazing thing is this. I don't know how they find out in the Korea, so much in Korea and Thailand, or so much of this Korea and those kind of, I don't know how those young people, how can they tell the snake there in the mountains, in the hill, in the earth, the snake there, how can they tell? I don't know. And they walk with the things to drink, and they walk. And then, I don't know how they recognize, they stop, and then they dig. Then afterwards, there was a small hole. Sometimes there's a small hole. Much of the times there's not even a hole. Then the snake inside the earth. The snake, the long snake. There's no space to move. Between completely earth and then the snake, the long snake. Then they check out. And then they find some earth, some small thing they smell before they find snake. I think there's some smell there. That's after the beginning of the digging. But they don't, you don't see a hole. So I don't know how they can, they would judge. I don't know what their definition. They dig, but wherever they're digging, one time the snake was left there. I don't know why. Didn't take it out one time. But usually they dig, then they find snake. Where dig quite a bit, then there was snake. Oh, then take it out, then they eat. I mean, you cut, fry something, burn the fire, or then cut, I don't know, to mix chili. Namacha. I don't know how to. And then, you know, they have unbelievable, incredible techniques how to catch the different birds, the big birds and snakes and all the things near the water, the, I don't know what you call it, in the water, the not fish, but the long one. What's it called? Ah, eel, yeah. I don't know. They have incredible techniques how to get them. Different animals. That's incredible techniques. And then they go away, and then the animal come, then get caught. Then they just take it back to eat. Lamacha. They don't, they have no idea, or they're by harming others, then they will suffer. Eons, they will suffer for hundreds, millions of lives. No idea at all. Mind is totally like darkness at night time. No moon, no star. So they think they're working for happiness, but is it they're working for suffering constantly, day and night, whatever they do. Not understand, due to not understand Dharma. Lamacha. So we are so fortunate not being like that. Do you understand? Please understand. We are not like this. We could better life now. Band is in Dharma. And we are still in Dharma. You understand? How fortunate we are. Lamacha. So fortunate. Human being, but those kind of human beings, same as animal. No difference from the snake, you know, what they're catching. Same. You know, only happiness now, having the food and nothing else to think about. So now the other important. So like this, if you have samsara, doesn't matter, low, high, but see, not always in the high realm. In the high realm, those human beings in the high realm. So create the cause of the Lord realm. Being born in the high realm to create more cause of the Lord realm. Then being born in the high realm to create the cause of the hell. To become the wood fire in the hell. So they cast away. So like that. So we're most unbelievable. Our human rebirth now. So fortunate. Unbelievable fortunate. You understand? You have to recognize. You have to realize this. So use your meaning, maybe die. You know, not like that. You have to know that you're so unbelievable like this life. So then, you see, harming yourself, harming others, as I gave example, those people, Bob, those young people, Bob, Bob. Oh, like that. We don't want to do, you see. The other things, I just explain, finish. How, all the holy objects, your house. Here, your house. There, manifestations of judgment Buddha. Oh, then, as I give you the meditation, as I explain the meditation, you see, when you enter in that here, your shrine room, or your house, or a temple, when you have a pilgrimage, more, you see, all that paintings and statues. So, I think my guru, you see, my guru, so manifests in all this, to liberate me from lower realm, from samsara, from lower nirvana, to bring the enlightenment. Oh, think that. At the beginning, you see, think that. By thinking that this all your guru, then comes, and then you turn around, you see, your frustration. Even doesn't matter. Some you don't see. Just think that you're doing all our message, my guru. Then I'm doing frustration. So you turn around. Your body just turn. Oh, within 2 seconds, just then, doesn't a minute, creates 100,000 cause of enlightenment. So therefore, you can think is all this in your house. You see, the setting of an altar. The setting of an altar doesn't every day. You do the seven limbs, but a certain altar, the six preparations, you see, the cleaning and all those, but a certain altar you don't do, you don't have to every day. So, instead of that, all these holy objects, my root guru manifested in this to liberate me from the lower realm, from samsara, from lower nirvana, to bring the enlightenment. Oh, think of the kindness. You think the kindness. Image of limitless kindness. Sky's kindness. Sky's all kindness. Then you elicit with the two hands, process round like this. So, I did decide because my room, you know, in the uptowns of Washington, also Kapan, so many pictures, so many statues, many, see. So in the uptowns, I did think, you see, each time I enter in the room, then I should do like this, as I've just explained to you, with the two palms together. You see, you're walking, coming, going, so each time you enter, like that, process to just think in mind, towards all the holy, my guru manifested, all of that, you see. But then, of course, I tried. My bad habituation from beginningless rebirth, so doesn't happen all the time. That's what I was trying to think to do. So this way, all this holy object. So unbelievable, meaningful for you. Can you imagine that they bring you to England? You know, by doing that from your side, brings them to. By just looking at them, of course, all the time purifies the unbelievable obscuration and brings the enlightenment, of course, all the time. But, from your side, it's all my guru is a good mentor, all this. Impressive. Then, so much more. So now the two things, then I finish. For example, you see, when you see, I told in the past, when you see a painting of Buddha, statue of Buddha, it doesn't mean only Satyamuni Buddha, no, just Buddha. Painting of Buddha, statue of Buddha. So you collect so much more merit than you see. According number of the atom or sand grains, according to number of sand grain or the universe. That many universe fill up with the jewels. Universe totally filled up with the jewels, jewels. And then you offer to the, not Buddha, but Sarvagayana Buddha, not a fully enlightened, but Arhat, the hearer listener and the soldier realizer. So soldier realizer, Arhat, you see, how many, so according to the number of the atom or the sand grain or the kind of that, you see, the whole universe, for that many arhatas, solitary as arhatas, you see, you offer universe filled with the jewels, okay? So that's, even you see, four ordinary monks, don't have wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. No, just ordinary monk, happened in the past. So one person who didn't have, was very poor, didn't anything, so offered medicinal food for monk only one time. So the next time he became King Kashika in India, King Kashika, most powerful, most rich, wealth powerful. King Kashika. Most of all the purple book. Next life. The result of making heaven matter offering to food in the monk. Medicinal food only one time. You have to understand. Next life. So even just next life that happened. So now here, universe filled with jewels. Wolverine, Arahat, soldiers are the golden number of the Saint Grand Sultan. I, the universe, unbelievable, not just one, unbelievable, the universe full jewel to all those soldiers of the earth, okay? Unbelievable, yes, can you imagine? Wow! But now, compare seeing Buddha painting picture at your house, outside, much more merit you could have than that. That one is so small. Now, seeing picture of Buddha, that so unbelievable merit. Even besides that, the prostrate make offering incense, make offering light, so forth. Or you collect even double. How's that? So by seeing the statue or the numberless greater merit you collect. Numberless greater merit you collect. Then, that many arhats, you may universe filled with jewels. You understand? Okay. Now, you see the Buddha, you see the you may prostrate, you may offering incense or light, so forth, you see? Now double! Now numberless merit, much more than just seeing statue or painting Buddha, just seeing, even so much more, double you collect. So, therefore, inside, outside, anywhere, you see holy object, you must do this. Not just all of this, like tourists, like tourists with the camera, like this. No, you do like this. You do like this, process everywhere you see. Oh, I mentioned in the morning at your old, in your central your house, go, every morning you do like this. This is my really good ministry. I think, so fantastic. That then, you know, then, what they will do to you, the holy object. Then. I think I told last time Buddha predicted that Tamsamo Baldema, the Brahmin woman Baldema, offered the Kasara sandalwood powder scattered on Buddha's holy feet, so Buddha predicted, won't be reborn now for Kasari. Million eons. I forgot.
800 million eons and 40 million eons. 800 million eons and 40 million eons, I think. So, yeah, she doesn't get a bone law limits because of that. She doesn't get a bone law limits. The Buddha put it to her. That, so, sorry. Well, then, of course, that becomes cause of enlightenment. Offering Buddha becomes cause of enlightenment. Even the mind didn't become Dharma, non-virtual, by the power of the object. Oh, like that, you see. So therefore, please understand, any offering you do to a statue, scripture, every day, any offering you do, I say like that. And only offering it to, 800 million eons, and 40 million eons. 800 million eons, and then 40 million eons, don't get upon all terms. The same thing, any offering we do, statue, stupa, scripture, at your house, in the Gomba here, wherever, you have to understand that. Unbelievable. Most humble benefit of the cause of the realization of the cause of enlightenment. Please don't forget. So I think that's all. So thank you very much. So, which is source of all the happiness, success, for oneself, for all, and then. After enlightenment, for oneself, all sentiments may be generated. So by having bodhicitta, then you liberate all, every single helpling, every single hungry, every single human being, every single of the tiniest insect that you can see with the eye, but you can see with the machines, including that. Everyone, then you free them from ocean, samsara, suffering, bring everyone to enlightenment. With the bodhicitta, if you have bodhicitta, if you have bodhicitta, so you become the guide to all sentient beings. That's totally depend on what you generate bodhicitta or not. So that means all the sentiment, suffering, and the enlightenment. Samsara, nirvana, the happiness, all depend to you, to your mind. What you do with your mind, so important. So they practice. Chancho sancho rinpo che ma te pa na te kyo se te pa nyam pa me po yi kone kondo a pe wa yi cho then to realize emptiness, meaning dependizing, the dependizing, meaning emptiness. Kante ate cho 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 all of us and all the strength and all the sentiment no cho adane kathare think your own parents, your own family, or dead, or alive, or dead. Kante roje ato to me ma ta jute ten te ruva me ma ta peta kame toso chava ye lo to gandu ta ma chinge lo. Ate be kante ba lama tsaka ba ino the lifetime. We mind the virtuous brain, never separate of pure Dharma that is mindful of the Buddhas. 자라 군두 자와 송가 대조 신념무자자베도 자베나베람전디닐레 개자자야도마조이지 Bandela me number tawa la kete loda me jeje jinte la batu mukuki la me jela sema chuba isho. We dedicate all our merits, past, present, future merits, three-time merits, number of that, may the war that happened with the world be stopped immediately. That happened in the future to be stopped immediately, and all the cause of famine, disease, danger of fire, water, air, earth, all the start immediately. And the global problems, they may start immediately. May the perfect peace, happiness prevail in everyone's heart, by generating loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta. Bodhicitta. Okay. Didn't make the Buddha last long time, spread in all the directions, weapon wise, and then when his peace happens. And send them with Buddha, achieving enlightenment. May I be able to generate Bodhicitta, cherishing others, every sentient being, cherishing. Everyone cherishing, each one cherishing, more than sky filled with the wish ground and jewel. Cherishing more than that. Every sentient, every insect, every person. That's especially your enemy who abuse you, who angry you, who harm you, more especially that. Tani samje tamche la yijin no bole la be jo trve sambai tatu chebal simba sho. Did all the past, present, future, merit to collect rhyme, through the merit to collect rhyme, numberless and then numberless Buddhas, which do not exist from its own side. Totally empty. To that, may the I would do not exist from its own side. Totally empty. Achieve the Buddhahood, which do not exist from inside. This is totally empty. Lead all the sentient beings who do
do not exist from its own side. Total empty from its own. To that enlightenment which do not exist from its side. Total empty. By myself alone, who do not exist from his own side. Total empty.
Bernard.